Governor Walker has given the Menominee tribe until Tuesday to win unanimous support for a new casino in Kenosha. The Menominee want to build a Hard Rock International complex at the old Dairyland Greyhound Park. The governor says he'll only okay the deal if all 11 tribes in Wisconsin approve it, and it does not increase net gaming in the state. As WUWM reports, the debate seems largely to be a numbers game. Two tribes remain opposed to a Kenosha casino, the Potawatomi and Ho-Chunk. They fear their casinos would take a hit. John Greendeer is Ho-Chunk president. His tribe operates five gaming halls in central and western Wisconsin. Greendeer has estimated potential yearly losses if there's more competition.
$20 million. It could be less, but more importantly, it could be more.
Greendeer says the tribe depends on gambling revenue. The Potawatomi, meanwhile, argue they could lose up to 40% of the money they make at their casino and bingo hall in Milwaukee. The tribe also cites a possible loss of 3,000 jobs. Wisconsin could lose even more potential jobs if it lets a new casino slip away. According to Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, he backs the Kenosha project.
I believe that if this casino is not built, that Illinois will almost assuredly build one in Lake County, which will mean Wisconsinites will cross the border and go south.
Planners project the complex would generate 5,000 jobs, including hundreds during the construction phase. The U.S. Department of the Interior gave federal approval to proceed with a casino. Assistant Secretary Kevin Washburn oversees Indian Affairs. He says the losses the Potawatomi fear in Milwaukee would not happen.
The data that we reviewed showed that there would be a minor impact to the Forest County Potawatomi Casino, and the impact would go away after just a couple of years.
According to Washburn, the Menominee need a new way to make money because many members live in poverty. But just how much gaming can the region sustain? No more, according to a group called Enough Already. Brian Nemore is spokesman.
Right now, we've got 24 casinos in the state offering approximately 16,000 electronic games, an additional 500 or so table games. Anything that adds to that inventory is going to provide additional challenges to the dollars that are being expended on gaming.
Enough Already describes itself as a coalition opposed to the expansion of off-reservation gaming. While it insists the region has reached gambling saturation, Frank Fantini claims the market could support quite a bit more. Fantini is CEO of a research firm and writes a regular gaming report. He says he's crunched the numbers regarding market size.
In Milwaukee, for example, you have a combined statistical area of about 1.7 to 1.8 million people. I think you've got something under 200,000 in Kenosha County. You've got about 700,000 or 800,000 in Lake County in Illinois. And if you add those all up, you have about 2.9 million people.
Fantini says 2.9 million is about equal to the size of Metro St. Louis, an area that sustains $1 billion in gaming revenue. He says that's two to three times what he estimates the Potawatomi generate at their Milwaukee casino. Governor Walker must decide whether Wisconsin should position itself for more. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.